圣诞节总是一个喜乐的日子。
Christmas is always a joyful day.
不管我们过了多少年，我们还是觉得新鲜的。
No matter how many years, it's still fresh to us.
圣诞的诗歌总是一个美妙喜乐的诗歌。
And Christmas hymns are always those joyful, wonderful songs.
我们感谢主，我们在这小小的聚会的里面，我们也可以听到圣歌班给我们唱了一个美好的庆祝主耶稣降生的诗歌。
Thank the Lord that in a small congregation we can still hear the choirs sing these wonderful Christmas songs to us to celebrate the birth of our Savior.
我可以说从小就听到圣诞节的唱圣诞节的诗歌。
I heard these Christmas songs since my childhood.
但是我就觉得我不能够放弃我的机会，今年还是要听这许许多多在电视上圣歌班的音乐。
But still, I don't want to lose the opportunity to listen all the hymns from the radios and TV.
更是早上我们唱诗班给我们所唱的，是在我们心里得着了喜乐赞美声。
Especially from the sound of the hymn, the cry, then I have the great joy and give thanks to the Lord.
我们再读一遍刚刚我们所读的圣经。
Let's read one more time the verses that we just read.
我们就注意几节的圣经。
We'll focus on several verses.
我们看第十节到第十二节。
Verse 10 to 12.
那天使对他们说，不要害怕，不要惧怕，我报给你们大喜的信息是关乎万民的。
The angel said to them, do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people.
因今天在大卫的城里为你们生了救主，就是主基督。
Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord.
你们要看见一个婴孩包着布卧在马槽里，那就是记号了。
This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in clothes and lying in the manger.
我们再看13节14节，忽然有一大队天兵同那天使赞美神说，
Suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying,
在至高之处荣耀归于神，在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人。
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom His favor rests.
我们再看20节。
Another verse 20.
牧羊的人回去了，因所听见、所看见的一切事，正如天使向他们所说的，就归荣耀于神，赞美他。
The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they have been told.
主耶稣降生的事情不是一个，乃是一个历史上的一个事迹。
The birth of our Lord Jesus Christ is a historical event.
它不是一个人虚构的一个故事。
It is not artificial.
实在这个故事是非常美好，会吸引许许多多的小孩子，吸引许许多多的人，但是不是一个很人虚构的一个小说。
And it's a wonderful story that will attract lots of children and people, but it's not a tale.
它是一个历史的事实。
It's a historical event.
这个事实乃是发生在凯撒亚古斯都，他做了罗马的皇帝以后，他就突令全国要报户口。
And what happened in those days, Caesar Augustus, He issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world.
也可以说今天用新的名词做这个户口普查。
Into this word, it's a census.
它的目的呢是要安定罗马的帝国。
And the purpose is to have peace in the Roman Empire.
并且要借着这许许多多所统治的人民可以收他们的税务。
And it's also for tax purpose that you can run tax on those people he was ruling.
所以路加就特别的在第二章前面说，当那些律子该撒雅古斯都有旨意下来，叫天下人民都报名上车。
That's why Luke in chapter 2 said, in those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world.
所以众人都各归各城报名上车。
And everyone went to his own town to register.
约瑟也从加利利的拿撒勒城上犹太去，到了大卫的城，名叫伯利恒。因他本是大卫一族一家的人。
Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth to, in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and the line of David.
要和他所聘之妻玛利亚一同报名上车。那时玛利亚的身孕已经重了，他们在那里的时候，玛利亚的产期到了。
He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born.
他就生了头胎的儿子，用布包起来，放在马槽里，因为客店里没有地方。
And she gave birth to his firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in a cloth and placed him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn.
他出生是在该撒雅古斯都通令整个当时的世界要报名上车的时候。
And the first time for Jesus was at a time where the decree of the Caesar Augustus that the entire world should have a census.
他是生在伯利恒。
And he was born in Bethlehem.
因为有先知米迦曾经这样的预言说，犹大的伯利恒啊，你在犹大诸城中并不是最小的，因为将来有一位的君王要从你那里出来呀，要牧养我以色列民。
And because the prophet Micah has prophesied that, but you, Bethlehem, Ephrathah, though you are small among the clan of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origin are from old, from ancient times.
我们的主耶稣降生乃是一个历史上的事实。
It was a historical event.
乃是神在历史上才进入了人间。
It's God entered history.
他乃是生在伯利恒，乃是先知弥迦在主前750年就已经预言到要生在犹大地的伯利恒。
It has been prophesied by prophet Micah that our Lord will be born in Bethlehem of Judea about 750 years before his birth.
我们的主耶稣不但是历史降生，不但是历史的事实，生在伯利恒，并且有天上的天使来报美好的消息，并且有牧羊的人来为他做见证。
And it was not just a historical fact that our Lord was born in Bethlehem of Judea, but also the heavenly angels, they proclaimed the good news and testified by the shepherds.
虽然前一个主日高弟兄在这里已经用这一段的经文，
even though Brother Cal has used these verses last Sunday,
但是今天 我还是用这一段的经文。
But today I still want to use these verses.
不过我预备信息的时候没有给高弟兄两个讲好。
But I didn't kind of cooperate with Brother Cal.
我前个主日一进来翻开那个节目单的时候，我就说，哎，我们都是一样的，又是一样的经节。
And last Sunday when I walked in and I turned the bulletin sheet, oh, I surprised that we have the same verses.
但是感谢主，我想是同感一灵。
But thank the Lord that we are moved by the same spirit.
我完了以后，给金池弟兄说，哎，我下个主日给他讲的是一样的经节。
Then I told Brother James that for next week our verse will be the same.
金池弟兄说，他讲的很广，那你可以再讲，比较仔细。
And Brother James said that that message is relatively broad, and you can be more specific.
所以今天我们仍然在路加福音第二章第八节到二十节。
We will stay on Luke chapter 2 from verse 8 to 13.
我们一起看主耶稣降生的哪一个夜晚。
Let us look at the night that our Lord Jesus was born.
在这里我分成四段。
I separate into four paragraphs.
第一段呢是牧羊的人看守羊群。
The first, the shepherds watching their flock.
这是到第八节给第九节。
That's verse 8 and 9.
以后我们就看到天使的信息。
Then the angel's announcement.
以后第三段我们就看到天使天君一起的赞美神。
Then angels and the heavenly host praising God.
最后我们看到牧羊的人急忙往伯利恒去。
And at last, the shepherds going to Bethlehem with haste.
让我们一节一节的看下去。
Let us look at them verse by verse.
在第八节第九节这里说，在伯利恒之野地里有牧羊的人夜间按着根刺看守羊群。
Verse 8, and there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night.
第九节说，有主的使者站在他们旁边，主的荣光四面照着他们，牧羊的人就甚惧怕。
Verse 9, an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified.
在伯利恒之野地里
in the fields nearby, near the Bethlehem.
这里说有牧羊的人夜间按着看根刺看守羊群。
There were shepherds keeping watch over their flock at night.
这些牧羊的人是怎样的人？
What kind of people were these shepherds?
这牧羊的人为什么在夜间在伯利恒的野地里按着根刺看守羊群？
Why they were keeping watch over their flock at night?
当时的社会不是很重视牧羊的人。
And in those days that shepherds don't have a high social class.
人就看作他是一个比较较低的阶级。
And it was a kind of lower social class.
他不是像法利赛人，像撒都该人，像祭司长、长老、文士的一般人，在耶路撒冷是在圣殿里可以侍奉神。
They are not like the class of the Pharisees, the Sadducees, the chief priests, the elders, and those teachers. They can worship in the temple.
当时的人也没有想到，这许多人，他大部分不是很懂得很多的宗教的礼仪和很多的礼节。
And people didn't realize that among this group of people, most of them don't have much religious knowledge.
但是路加特别的在这里记载出来，说在伯利恒之野地里有牧羊的人， 夜间按着跟次看守羊群。
But Luke specifically recorded that in the nearby fields of Bethlehem, there were shepherds keeping watch over their flock at night.
这些人是怎样的人？
What kind of people are were
they? 这些人为什么他要在野地里这样的执守？他守住忠心，执守他的职务，来看守这许多的羊群。
Why they were there so faithfully keeping watch over their flock?
看来是要预备这许多的羊，为着圣殿献在神的面前。
Because these sheep were prepared to be dedicated to the to God in the temple.
他们所牧羊的羊必须要毫无瑕疵的。
And these sheep has to be flawless.
所以他们就是尽他所能的守住他的职守来看守羊群。
So they just do all whatever they can to faithfully watch over these sheep.
特别是在夜晚的时候要看守防备这许多的豺狼盗贼来伤害这他的羊群。
Especially at night, watch over those wolves and sheep.
但是他们的心也是在渴慕说有一天哪一个所预表的羔羊神的羔羊会来到地上。
But there was a thirst in their heart that one day that the lamb that these sheep represent will actually come to this world.
他不但是渴慕，他也是在等候。
It's not only a thirst, but they also wait there.
所以他在夜间里，路加说一句话说，在夜间按着根刺看守羊群。
That's why Luke said that they were keeping watch over their flock at night.
在上行的诗歌诗篇130篇第六节的里面也特别讲到哪一个守夜的他要等候天亮。
And also in Psalm 130, verse 6, it also mentioned that my soul waits for the Lord more than watchmen wait for the morning.
在第六节说我的心等候主胜于守夜的等候天亮。
Verse 6, my soul waits for the Lord, more than watchmen wait for the morning.
我的心等候主。
My soul waits for the Lord.
胜于守夜的等候天亮。
More than the watchmen wait for the morning.
我想特别是儿童的时代我们常常有这样的一个心情。
We often have such a thought in our childhood.
我记得我小的时候在过年三十晚上新年的初十的时候就是要等等到天亮。
I remember when I was a child that in the eve of the spring festival, we need to wait for the morning.
就希望那个满满的满长的黑夜能够赶快的过去能够看到第二天早上新年的时候有新的衣服穿那个父母会给我们很多的压岁钱。
Our hope is that the long dark night would eventually pass away and then the new morning comes and we can have the new clothes and gifts.
我想就是我们一般中国儿童的一个心情。
Our hearts the hearts of the Chinese children.
但是中国是基督徒的儿童他另外一个心境。
But it's different for the Chinese Christian children.
我记得在圣诞节夜晚的时候特别的兴奋。
I remember I was especially excited on the eve of Christmas.
我们常常等到半夜的时候要出去报佳音。
And Any time that at midnight that we went out to spread the good news.
特别是基督教学校受了基督教的教育。
Especially when we were in a Christian school and went through the Christian education.
我们总是一个心情是等候到天亮。
And we always wanted to wait till the morning.
弟兄姊妹，这是你我做基督徒的一个渴望和我们的心情。
And dear brothers and sisters, as a Christian, we should have such a thirst in our heart.
这许多牧养的人已经等候到了，那我们的主耶稣基督降生在伯利恒。
And just like these shepherds, they have waited and they experienced that our Lord born in the field of the Bethlehem.
但是我们今天有没有渴慕主耶稣来到我们的心中居住？
Do we have such a thirst today in the heart that our Lord will actually dwell in the heart?
我们有没有等候我们的主耶稣应许我们说他要再来接我们到他为我们所预备的地方去？
Have we really waited that the promise of our Lord to be fulfilled, that they will come and take us to be with him?
让我们从路加这一句话，我们见识一个渴慕主的心，有等候主耶稣再来的心。
Let us learn from Luke's word that let us truly have the heart to wait for the second coming of the Lord.
当他们这样的按着根刺看着羊群的时候，主的使者站在他们的旁边。
And when they were keeping watch over their flock, and the angels of the Lord appeared before them.
这是一个天使长。
And this is a chief angel, archangel.
有的人说这是加百列。
And someone said that's Gabriel.
他曾经已经向撒迦利亚显现。
Who had already appeared to Zechariah.
他也向玛利亚显现。
And who had appeared to Mary.
同样，结位的天使也向牧羊的人显现。
And same way, this archangel appeared to the shepherd.
当他显现的时候，主的荣光就四面照着他们。
And the glory of the Lord was all around them.
这些牧羊的人就甚惧怕。
And the shepherds were terrified.
但是在惧怕的里面，却是带给他们美好的盼望。
But even they were terrified, they had great hope.
当他们惧怕的时候，天使就安慰他们说，不要惧怕。我报给你们一个大喜的信息。
The angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of a great joy."
当他们听到这样的信息的时候，他们得着了安慰。
When they heard such a message, they were comforted.
所以到第十节到第十二节，在这里，就那天使。对他们说不要惧怕，我报给你们大喜的信息是关乎万民的。
Verse 10, but the angel said to them, do not be afraid, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people.
这是第一次的报佳音。
That's the very first time of spreading the good news.
那是天上的天使，哪一个天使长来报给牧羊人的佳音。
It is from the angel, the archangel to the shepherd.
这个佳音不是像祭司长、长老、文士和自己觉得很虔诚的法利赛人报佳音。
And this good news was not spoken to those Pharisees, priests, or those who thought they are godly.
我们的神掌管一切。
Our Lord, our God is in control of everything.
我们的神知道所要发生的事情。
He knew everything that will happen.
是他先给先向牧羊的人报下美好的信息。
So the angel appealed to the shepherds first.
他说我报给你们的好的信息是关乎万民的。
I bring you good news, which will be for all the people.
不是为着犹太人。
Not just for Jews.
也是为着外邦人。
But also for the Gentiles.
不是只为着这许许多多在教会当中的人。
Not for those who are in church.
也是为着了普天下的人。
That's for people all over the world.
我们常常自己觉得我在母母教会的里面，我是一个非常虔诚的一个基督徒。
Many times we saw we are a very godly Christian in such a church.
我们常常觉得我是何等的虔诚，我可以常常的侍奉神。
And many times we saw how pious I am that I often serve the Lord.
我们有时候常常觉得我是一个传道人，我比别人高一点。
Many times we saw I'm a missionary that I'm higher among other people.
我们有时候常常觉得我读过神学院，我比别人关于属灵的知识高一点。
And sometimes we saw I've been through the seminary that I have much more spiritual knowledge.
有时候我就觉得我多年侍奉神，我是一个老牧师，应该比别人高一层。
And sometimes I saw that I served the Lord so many years, I'm an elder pastor, that I'm higher among all the other people.
我们常常觉得我们在宗教里面的一个优越感。
And many times we have such a superiority, sense of superiority, as a religious world.
当时的法利赛人，他也有这样的宗教的优越感。
And simply for those Pharisees, they have such a sense of religious superiority.
我们就觉得神的恩典跟他们没有分，跟其他的人没有分。
And they saw that the grace of the Lord is only for them.
这是我们的问题。
That's our problem.
这是今天教会的问题。
That's the problem of today's church.
我们常常有许多阶级之分。
I mean, many times we separate as classes.
我们常常觉得别人不如我。
Many times I saw that the other people are not as good as me.
很多人连礼教不如我。
And many people, their education is not as good as me.
很多人的属灵的知识不如我。
Their spiritual knowledge is not as good.
很多很多的属灵上的许许多的真理不如我。
And for many of them, their understanding of spiritual truth is not as good.
我常常听到人说，啊，某某人实在是一个非常好的基督徒，但是他是有属灵的骄傲。
And many times I heard that Mr. So-and-so, he's a very good spiritual Christian, but he has a spiritual pride.
弟兄姊妹，但愿我们要追求属灵。
Dear brothers and sisters, let us pursue the spirituality.
但是我们千万不要有属灵的骄傲。
But never have this pride of the spirituality.
我记得在上海的时候，我去参加一个家庭的聚会。
I remember I was in Shanghai. I went to a family church, house church.
那是礼拜五查经的时候。
It was a Bible study, a Friday Bible study.
有一个老姊妹。带领那个查经。
Another sister, she led the Bible study.
我从她的话语的里面啊，心里很受感动。
I was deeply moved by her words.
所以会后以后，我就问这个老子呢，我就给他说：“你今天所说的话真的感动我的心。”
And afterward, I said to this elder sister that your words really touched my heart.
这位老姊妹就跟我说，我所愿的都是在圣经手册里面。
And the elder sister said that whatever I've said is in the handbook of the Bible.
他就是非常能够使用圣经的话，很简单的就把他的见证说出来。
She really knew how to use the words of God. It's very simple words to convey the message.
但是最后他跟我说一句话。
But at last, she said,
我一直地记在心里。
I always remember what she said.
她说母母的聚会里面，他们有属灵的骄傲。
And she said that in a certain gatherings, there's a spiritual pride there.
弟兄姊妹，我们有没有属灵的骄傲？
Dear brothers and sisters, do we have such a pride in us?
让我们永远地保持我们的低调。
Let us always keep our humility.
用我们常常保持我们谦卑的心灵。
Humble ourselves before the Lord.
这福音不是单单给这许多虔诚的人。
And the gospel is not only for those highest people.
这福音乃是关乎万民的。
It is for all the people.
我们需要把我们所得的再分出去。
We need to spread, we need to share what we have got.
我们不是用一个高举自己的态度来教训你。
We are not teaching in a manner that raising ourselves.
我们需要低调。
We need to be low.
我们需要谦卑。
We need to humble ourselves.
我们不要显露我们自己，我们有什么办法。
And not to sort of review ourselves that I have a good way.
让主耶稣能够传扬出去。
And let Lord Jesus be our strength.
这些天使我想充满了许多宇宙奥秘的知识。
And I know these angels, they have all kinds of knowledge, a mysterious knowledge of this.
但是他要给这许多牧羊的人报告这一个美好的福音的时候。
When they announce this wonderful gospel to the shepherds.
他讲了非常简单的话。
The angel said very simply.
他说我报给你们的信息。
He said that the good news that I brought to you.
是关乎万民的。
That will be for all the people.
因为今天在大卫的城里。
Today in the town of David.
为你们生了救主。
A savior has been born to you.
就是主基督。
He is Christ the Lord.
你们要看见一个婴孩。
This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped.
包着布放在马槽里。
Wrapped in cloth and lay in a manger.
那就是记号了。
And that will be a sign to you.
这个简单的话分成两个部分。
There are two parts in this simple word.
一个是可以听见听到的。
One is what you can hear.
一个是可以看见的。
One is what you can see.
刚刚我读到最后的一节圣经说，他们所听到的，他们所看到的。
And as we read in verse 20 that they were
rejoiced.
And because what they hear and what they have seen.
那我们从天使长的身上我们学习了榜样。
Let us learn from the archangel.
当我们传福音的时候，我们的话语要很清楚。
When we share the gospel, our words need to be very clear.
我们可能讲了很多没有抓到主耶稣。
Maybe we spoke, we'll speak a lot, but I haven't touched Jesus.
所以他说报给你们一个好的信息是关乎万民，因为在大卫的城里，第一个为你们生了救主。
And the angel said that the good news is about today in the town of David, a savior has been born to you. He is Christ.
人最需要的就是拯救。
And what man really needs is the salvation.
解决我们罪的问题。
Resolve the problem of our sin.
你可以去帮助许许多多的事情。
You can be of help of many things.
我们可以用我们自己的爱心去帮助人。
We can help a lot of people with our own love.
但是人最根本的需要乃是人实在罪恶的里面。
But the ultimate need is that people will die in their own sin.
人乃是在撒旦的手中。
Men are in the hands of Satan.
人乃是在一个黑暗的世界的里面。
Men are under in this dark world.
我们也是在我们的败坏的里面。
And we are in our own corruption.
我们的自己败坏，我们的环境也败坏。
We were corrupted and the environment has been corrupted.
并且在灵界的里面有撒旦在控制我们。
And controlled by Satan.
我们没有办法自拔。
And we cannot save ourselves.
我们需要救主。
We need a savior.
弟兄姊妹，我们有时候去想事情的时候，我们无法的控制我们自己的思想。
Many times that we cannot even control our own thoughts.
为什么有时候我们睡不着？
Why sometimes that we cannot fall into sleep?
因为我们没有办法停住我们自己的思想。
Because we cannot stop our
我们需要从我们的思想的里面被拯救出来。
We need to be saved from our own thoughts.
我们需要从我们的失眠的里面被拯救出来。
We need to be saved from our lost sleep.
哎呀，我们很短的，我想每一个人都有这个问题。
And every one of us have some kind of problem.
我想可能做了多年基础，还是不信心。
And even though being Christian for many years,
有的人说他不会信心。
Anger. And someone said he will never.
我不相信人不会信心。
Be angry. I don't believe that you will never be angry.
但是保罗告诉我们说，生气却不可犯罪。
And but Paul said that be angry but do not sin. Yes,
你会发怒，但是不要发怒到日落。
And never have anger till the dawn.
我们需要被拯救出来。
We need to be saved.
这就是为着人来，个罪在我们里面操纵我们。
That's because we are under the control of sin.
这就是为着人来，个后面一个撒旦的权势在我们的思维。
That's because we're under the power of Satan.
谁能够拯救我们脱开这许许多多的捆绑？
Who can save us from all these bondages?
只有结位的道成肉身的耶稣。
Only this Jesus who is word, the word becomes.
只有是曾经降生在伯利恒，在马槽的里面。
Only this Jesus who was born in Bethlehem in this manger.
所以第一个他说是救主。
So first of all, he is the Savior.
救主是就是耶稣。
The Savior is Jesus.
耶稣就是救主。
And Jesus is the Savior.
因为他还没有出差的时候，天使告诉玛利亚说，你要给他起名叫耶稣。
And because before his birth, the angel told Mary that you will name him Jesus.
以后跟耶稣也是这样的说，你所生的要给他起名叫耶稣。
And same words,
玛利亚所生的。所以我们就信耶稣，我们怎么信？信保平安吗？
So when we say we believe Jesus, what we really believe, just for to have some peace.
我们信耶稣，只是为做了我们生病能够好吗？
Just so that in when we're sick, we can get healed.
我们信耶稣就是得做了祝福吗？
Just for some kind of blessing.
实实在在，神是医治我们的神。
Truly, our Lord is a Lord that heals us.
神是祝福我们的神。
And he's the God that blesses us.
神是给我们平安的神。
And he's the Lord that the
神是给我们喜乐的神。
And joy.
神是给我们满足的神。
And satisfaction.
但是我们需要被拯救出来。
But we need to be saved.
我们需要灵魂的拯救。
We need the salvation of a
我们需要一个新的生命。
We need a new life.
我们需要永生。
We need the life eternal.
第二个，天使告诉牧羊的人说，就是主基督。
The second part of the message, He is Christ the Lord.
我们所信的耶稣不单单他是救主。
The Lord, Jesus that we believe, He's not just a Savior.
他乃是主。
He is the Lord.
这个主的意思乃是耶和华的意思。
And the meaning of this word Lord means Jehovah.
这位主的意思乃是神儿子的意思。
And it means the Son of God.
主的意思说他乃是神。
And Lord means He is God.
你我在你的信仰的里面，是不是真正相信这位在历史上的耶稣他是神？
And in your faith, do you truly believe that this historical Jesus He is God?
除非我们相信主耶稣是神，是神的儿子，我们的信仰还是会动摇的。
And we'll have a shaky faith unless we believe truly believe that this Jesus is God and He is Son of God.
并且告诉牧羊的人说，他就是神所应许的基督。
And the message to the shepherds was that He is Christ the Lord.
他不但是神所应许的基督，也是神所设立的基督。
Promised by God and set by God.
在创世以前已经立他为主为基督。
Set before the creation of the world.
这是你我的信仰。
That's our faith.
我们做着基督徒，我们知道不知道基督是谁？
And we're Christian, but do we really know who Christ is?
我们参考我姓冯，我不知道我的背景到底是冯家是怎么样的。
And sometimes I know my family name is Fong, but I really don't know the family history of this Fong family.
基督的意思乃是受膏者。
And Christ, the meaning of the word Christ means the anointed one.
他有三个职分。
And he has three offices.
他乃是有先知的职分。
One office is the prophet.
他乃是神所兴起的先知。
He was a prophet raised by God.
真正把神告诉我们。
And truly tell, God to us.
真正把你我的里面的问题说出来。
And who speaks out the true problems within us.
他乃是真正的把我们的神告诉我们。
He's the one who truly tells the Lord to us.
他也是告诉我们将来。的事情。
And he tells us what will happen in future.
所以我不得不常常的读耶稣的生平。
So I have to read the life of Jesus very often.
所以在这里我就特别说，我们要侍奉，我们要先知道耶稣是谁。
And I want to emphasize here, if we want to serve, we need to know who Jesus is.
我们要传福音，我们要知道耶稣是谁。
If we spread the gospel, we need to know who this Jesus is.
我站在台上要传福音，讲耶稣，我要知道耶稣是谁。
If I stand in this podium and say who Jesus is, I need to know who he is.
我说我是基督徒，我必须要知道基督是谁。
I claim to be a Christian, I need to know who this Jesus is.
这位基督不但我们认识他是先知，他是祭司，他是君王。
We need to know that he's not only the prophet and the priest and the king.
并且我们要把这位的主耶稣基督住在我们的心里。
And we need to take this Jesus to dwell in our heart.
我们可能口唱耶稣基督。
Maybe we sing with our lips.
我们可能传耶稣基督。
Maybe we share the gospel of this Jesus.
但是我们并没有这位耶稣基督住在我们的心里。
But we don't have this Jesus dwell in our heart.
若是有主耶稣基督住在你我的心里，我就成了一个，就有了一个荣耀的盼望。
If Jesus truly dwells in our heart, then we have a glorious hope.
这是我们纪念查各罗西书，我们有没有得到这样的确据说，这位的基督住在我的心里，我叫我能够有荣耀的盼望。
We studied Galatians this year. Do we truly have this certainty of the salvation?
弟兄姊妹，可能是我最一次的讲这个信息。
Yeah, brothers and sisters, this may be my last message.
我今天真是没有力量。
Today I truly don't have any strength.
我讲不出来。
I cannot.
但是我必须要停在这个天使所传的信息的里面。
I have to stop up here at the message that the angel spread.
他为我们生了救主，就是主基督。
A savior was born. He is Christ the Lord.
让我们不但是接受他做我们的救主。
Let us not only receive him as our savior.
他的宝血赦免我们的罪。
Our sin was forgiven by His precious blood.
我们必须要相信他是神。
We must believe that He is God.
若是我们没有这位神，我们一切都是虚空的。
Everything will be in vain if we don't have this God.
我们必须要相信他是基督。
We must believe that He is Christ.
我必须相信听从他的话。
We must believe and obey His word.
我必须是跟着他走，他是道路。
We must follow him because he is the way.
他在十字架上所行的道路。
The way he walked all the, to the cross.
他是祭司。
He's the priest.
他是祭物。
Priest. He is the offering.
我必须要借着他才能够到父神的面前。
Only through him that we can come to the Father.
我不敢靠着我的学识。
I cannot come to the Father.
我不敢靠着我所读的神学。
Or my theology.
我不能靠着我懂一点的希腊文。
or based on the my knowledge of the Greek.
我不能够靠着我自己多年侍奉神，我可以到神的面前。
I can't even come to the Father based on many years of service.
我唯有靠着这位钉在十字架上的耶稣，从死里复活的耶稣，借着他，在他的里面，我回到神的面前。
Only by this Jesus died on the cross, only by this Jesus resurrected from the dead, that I come to the Father.
让我们真正能够认识他。
We truly know him.
像天使向我们所报的佳音。
Just as a message that told by the angel.
我不说你们要做什么，做什么，做什么。
I wouldn't say that you need to do this and that.
我就是说，你来到这里，你是不是真正的认识这位的救主主基督？
My question to you really is, when you come to this place, do you truly know Jesus the Savior and our Lord?
不单他给我们的话语，
not just give us these words.
让我们能够听到。
Let us hear.
弟兄姊妹，我们去传福音要讲得清楚。
Brothers and sisters, when we share the gospel, we need to speak clearly.
这是口传。
This is by our mouth.
但是天使给牧羊的人一个记号。
But the angel gave the shepherd a sign.
这个记号乃是叫他要看到。
A sign that can be seen.
不然还是模模糊糊的。
Otherwise, it's still unclear.
我们常常看到传福音的人。
Many times we saw the people who listened to the
gospel. 你不要靠着你会讲道天花乱坠人才相信。
For the ones who spread the gospel, don't rely on your talent of you can speak French.
听到我们的语气有一点感动。
And many times it's just by the manner we speak that touch people's heart.
人常常要看到我们所说的所行的是不是真实的。
And many times people want to find out that whether our words and our
弟兄姊妹不管是
ourselves match.
我们今天在这个地方。
Today we are here.
我们都愿意为服侍神。
We are all willing to serve the Lord.
但是我们必须要让人看到我是重生的一个人。
But we need to let people see that I am a man, born again.
我是一个真实的基督徒。
I'm a true Christian.
人不得不来到我们面前问我们说。
People will have to come before us and ask a question.
我怎么样可以相信耶稣？
How can I believe Jesus?
这是1978年第一次我回到中国。
I remember back to 1978, I went back to China for the first time.
我就想我可以不可以找到我以前的教会的牧师们和属灵的领袖。
And that's, I was wondering, would it be possible for me to find the pastor when, and the spiritual leaders when I was in China?
结果我在路上的时候就遇见一个年轻的人。
Then I met a young man on the road, on the way.
我就问他说你认识不认识某某人。
And I asked them, do you know who and who, so and so.
他说我认识啊我知道他。
He said, I know.
因为在文化革命的时候凡是信耶稣的人要去游街。
He said that in the Cultural Revolution, that those who believe Jesus Christ,
要戴着那个长的帽子。
Passed to the street.
哦这位人他在游街的时候我看见他我心里受很大的感动。
And this young man said that when I saw those believers, they walk on the street, I deeply touched in my heart.
所以我问他说你可不可以带我去。
I asked this young man, can you
他说我知道他的家里他就带我去。
To his place, and he led me there.
我跟这位的年长的弟兄谈的时候。
When I fellowship with the elder brother.
他就告诉我很多很多的见证。
He told me many, many testimonies.
因为我是他的学生。
Because I was his student.
以前他不相信有神迹。
And before, he don't believe miracles.
他就告诉我我不得不相信神迹。
And he told me that I had to believe miracles now.
他告诉我说人常常来我们的面前问我们说怎么样的信耶稣。
the many people come before us and ask how to believe.
我想在那样的环境的里面，不是像我们一样的。
And those are totally different environment.
人怎么样可以到我们的面前问我们说，我怎么样可以相信耶稣？
How come these people come before us and ask us how to become a Christian?
因为他看见。
Because they see.
看见有个记号。
Because they saw the sign.
看见哪一个主耶稣。
Because they saw Jesus.
看见哪个谦卑的主耶稣。
Because they saw that humble Jesus.
看见哪一个神住在人的中间的耶稣。
And saw this Jesus who is God's dwell among us.
他看见哪一个贫穷的主耶稣。
They saw this poor Jesus.
那是一个记号。
That's a sign.
这个记号是一个神迹。
That sign was a
这个记号是一个兆头。
And it's a sign.
让人不得不接受结尾的耶稣。
That people have to accept this Jesus.
让这许多牧羊的人不得不去寻找结尾的，用布包着放在马槽里的主耶稣。
That a sign that those shepherds had to find out this baby wrapping cloth.
我们不单是要可以听到，我们要看到。
Not only that we heard, we also need to see.
并且我们要听到那个天上的歌唱的声音。
We need to hear the voices from above.
那就是天一大队的天兵，同那天使赞美神说。
Suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared, praising God.
他说在至高之处荣耀归给神。
Glory to God in the highest.
在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人。
Now earth peace to men on whom his favor rests.
这一个歌声，这一首的天上的诗歌有两段。
So there are two parts in this heavenly hymn.
一段就是在至高之处荣耀归给神。
First is glory to God in the highest.
弟兄姊妹，荣耀不要归给我们。
Brothers and sisters, glory not to be us.
荣耀不要归给哪一个人？
Don't give glory to.
荣耀更不要归给我自己。
And especially not to give the glory.
我会治理吗？ 我会治理吗？
Do I know how to rule?
不是靠着我自己。
Not by myself.
我会讲道吗？
I
不是靠着我自己。
It's not by myself.
我能够叫人信耶稣吗？
I can't.
不是，
believe, no.
这都是神自己的工作。我们要把荣耀归给神。
We need to give all glory to God.
这是一个基督徒最大的一个试炼。This
is a greatest temptation of a Christian.
这是最大的一个试探。The
greatest temptation.
骄傲，自私成了一个魔鬼。And
this knowledge become a greatest.
我们要把荣耀归给神。We
need to give glory to God.
以后是我。 地上平安归于他所喜悦的人。And
peace on the earth, peace to man.
我们若是不求自己的荣耀，我们把荣耀归给神，
glory,
我们就有平安。Then
we will have peace.
弟兄姊妹，有一个我们需要常常的提醒我自己的，就是
we often need to remind ourselves.
我们要常常的荣耀归给神。We
need to always give glory to God.
赞美他，
Praise him.
这是最后的牧羊的人给我们一个美好的榜样。
This is the greatest example that the shepherds.
我想时间的缘故，我必须停在这里。
And because of time, that I have to stop.
我们都是读的时候就看到牧羊的人给我们很多很多的榜样。
And if we read further, we can see a lot more examples. 这都是我们所要学习的。 That we need to learn.
我们天天，我们有很多的问题。
We have so many problems.
牧羊的人都给我们，告诉我们怎样解决。
And the shepherds give us examples of how to solve.
我很简单就说，天使离开他们去了。
And let me simply mention that the angels left.
他们就彼此说。
And they speak to each other.
我们常常说教会有很多问题，很多问题。
And many times we say that the church has this problem, that problem.
我就提到这一点，就彼此有没有彼此的说。
And did we really speak to each other?
我们都是把自己的意思对待了。
And many times we just push out our own opinion.
我们没有彼此。
We didn't really say to each other.
是不是这两个字我们没有做到？
And we didn't really
我们有彼此关怀吗？
Have we just care for each other?
我们有彼此相爱吗？
Do we really love each other?
哎呀, 我们都是要自主。
And or will we care for ourselves?
这一群的牧羊的人,
these shepherds,
他没有受过很高深的教育,
they don't have high education.
他没有受过很多的MBA,
they haven't been through the MBA program.
但是他所做的, 都成了你我的榜样。
But what they did can be a great example for us.
我是在这美好的日子的里面,
in such a wonderful day,
我深愿求神复兴他的教会。
My hope is God will revive.
求圣灵做工在你我的当中。
The Holy Spirit work among us.
但愿圣灵叫我们谦卑在他的面前。
The Holy Spirit let us so that we can humble before him.
我们已经得救了主耶稣多少的恩典。
We have had so much grace from the Lord.
我们却是惨惨的, 还是失去了许多恩典。
Many times we lost so many things.
我们需要彼此的关怀。
We need to care for each other.
我们需要彼此的交通。
We need to fellowship with each other.
我们需要彼此的饶恕。
We need to forgive each other.
把我们自己放下。
And put on ourselves.
让神在我们当中做主。
Let the Lord be Lord.
让把一切的荣耀归给神。
May all the glory be to God.
这是我最后的话。
This is my last word.
我还是继续的祷告, 求圣灵做复兴的工作和做感动的工作。
Keep praying that our Lord will have the
融化我们那个刚硬的心。
Soften our hardened heart.
我自己在神的面前这样求。 我愿意分享给弟兄姊妹。
This is my own prayer before the Lord, and I want to share it to you.
但愿神在这个地方有空房可住。
May there is room for God.
但愿我们每一次开的让主耶稣进来。
May our God is an open door that our Lord can come.
不要把耶稣关在我们的心门外。
Don't lock Jesus outside our.
也不要把我们的主耶稣关在那一个教会的门外。
Don't lock Jesus outside.
我们都是自己救主。
We all want to be Lord ourselves.
我们没有看到主耶稣怎么说。
We didn't see that what Jesus said.
我没有真正的寻求神的旨意。
We didn't truly seek the will of God.
我们低头就祷告。
Let us bow our hand and pray.
亲爱的主。
Dear Lord.
我们仍然在你的面前求主给我们一个悔改的心。
We pray before you that give us a repent.
我们曾经听见一个弟兄说我们需要悔改。
We heard brother said that we need to repent.
那个时候我就觉得我有什么事可以悔改。
And that time I thought that do I have anything that need to repent?
今天我在你的面前说主啊, 给我悔改的心。
Today before you I said, Lord, give me a heart of repentance.
恳求圣灵做光照的工作。
May Holy Spirit illuminate us.
你做我们的主。
You are our Lord.
你来整理这个教会。
And you administer this.
你来带领这许许多多幼小的小羊。
Lead so many young little sheep.
你也在当中分配这许许多多愿意为你做仆人的。
And you just send word to those who want to serve you.
当然，我们的当中能够高举主耶稣的名。
May those among us will raise Lord's name on high.
但愿我们要把荣耀归给你。
May we truly give the glory to you.
我们需要你给我们的平安。
We need the peace from you.
你给我们的安息。
We need the rest from you.
叫这个地方成了你可住的家。
May this place be a place that you can
go. 奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名求的。
In Jesus Christ's holy name we pray.
Amen.